Broadcasting live from the Sands Expo and Convention Center in Las Vegas for HIM16, it's This Just In. Now here's your host, HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
Excellent, and thank you, everybody. We're going to round up our day, but I put some thought into who I wanted to be my anchor guest on my very first day of a 3.5-hour live broadcast. So it had to run the gamut of they got to be energetic, they got to be intelligent, give us actionable intelligence so we can go off and be better after listening to the session.
And Justin, and who did you decide to actually get for this? I have not seen anyone like this.
It's going to be me. No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be Taro. No, actually, I do want to hear about your dog, by the way. So Dr. Greenspun is my next guest, director of Deloitte Center for Health Solutions. Harry's been a good friend of mine, but also is very interesting. I don't know if it was 7, 8 years ago. I still never forget when we were down in Puerto Rico. We both had, we're not competing, but speaking engagements on the exact same day. You were speaking in actually the hotel that we were staying at, and I was speaking next door. I saw you in the elevator. We both got back from runs, or I was going on my run, and you were just coming back. So that was very cool.
And it was a momentous day, because that was the day of the explosion of the refinery. And so there was right. We walked out of the room, and there's this enormous black cloud of smoke. So it was almost like the world was ending, and at least Justin, you and I could spend it with each other.
Exactly. Fantastic. So before we dive into all of the infinite wisdom in your mind, how's Taro doing?
So, of course, Taro is our dog, our Belgian Malinois. And when I say ours, it was mine and my wife, Carrie McDermott, who many people know in healthcare, as coming from the Center for Medical Interoperability, which was made famous in the opening comments by Secretary Burwell.
So,
oddly enough, she's at home taking care of Taro as we speak. But he's actually been an interesting model for healthcare because we have to do a lot of remote monitoring for him, and we have a fitness monitor on him because he requires so much exercise. Right. And we have a GPS tracker, and think about home health and all things for chronic disease management, and our dog is actually better monitored than most people with multiple diseases.
That's right, and then also all the reminders that they get to come back in for shots and all that kind of stuff. Well, that actual example has been brought up several times on the air today, so that's very, very cool. So tell us, let's dive in a little bit to what you see in your world as just trends across healthcare. And obviously, you have a great perspective. So what do you see in 2016 and 2017 for trends in healthcare and or health IT?
So, the hardest thing about, being the last guy in this is that everyone has talked about all the really big stuff. So you've been talking all day about value-based care and population health and analytics.
I mean, interoperability.
Interoperability. I think one of the main things that, I lead our Center for Health Solutions, which is our research arm. And one of the things we focus on is consumerism, really the impact of consumerism. I think one of the most interesting challenges, we have a lot of excitement around, getting patients engaged and people engaged. When we survey consumers, what we find is there's a big chunk of people, about half the people, who are really interested in all the cool stuff we have here at HIMSS and other places. And then the other half of the population is actually not very interested. They're not engaged. They're not looking stuff up. They're not tracking stuff. They're sort of blindly sort of following whatever advice they get and whatever doctor they've seen. Consumerism is a really challenging piece because healthcare has not been a very consumer-friendly industry.
Right.
And now they've got to deal with one group that has incredibly high demands and another group that actually doesn't seem to be very involved.
That's fascinating. So how are you guys addressing? What are the ways that you're addressing today and tomorrow?
So one of the things we do in our research is sort of to look at, what do people want, right? And, what would you accept? And where's the line, for example, in privacy and security that you draw? That, I'd be willing to give up data. And, Justin and I, you and I are friends on Facebook. We share a lot of stuff. Yep. I've got a lot of friends on, with my Fitbit and other things. But my blood sugar, I'm not sure I want to share that.
Right.
Where's the line drawn? And one of the things we found is that people are willing to give up a fair amount of privacy if they're getting something for it. So they feel if they're contributing to research or they're going to get some benefit related to it. So the willingness that people have to get involved increases when they get something back for it. And I think similarly, if you look at people who have remote monitors, others if they've got a disease, it needs to be it makes it easier for them. They're willing to do it.
Yeah. So what are some of the best practices that Deloitte offers and you offer out to navigate these trends and all that?
So, well, you know, it's interesting, you know, in terms of offering. It's almost like, you know, get this now. I think what the not as a sales pitch, I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, our center does, and all our stuff is free. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people look at our research. I think our biggest piece of advice is really to, the approach really needs to be very targeted to the population. Because
more.
If you look at whether it's socioeconomics, you look at age, you look at other issues, there are vast differences in what will be effective for someone. Rather than having, you know, a sort of a peanut butter spreading approach to patient engagement or consumer engagement, I really think very, very targeted about, you know, what's their disease state, what are their demographics, where are they living, what are their, you know, their adoption of technology issues, and then go with that type of approach.
No, that's fantastic. And for all the listeners out there, Harry is such a celebrity that all that yelling and screaming is they're hanging your every word, Harry.
You know, it's interesting. It's I'm always impressed by, you know, at HIMSS how every year there's something fascinating. They are making custom-made donuts at some booth. I posted on Facebook. You look at my Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
And they looked amazing. Of course, I didn't eat one. And now every one of my friends who's here at HIMSS is going like, "Where are those donuts? We got to get the donuts." So,
do you know the booth number? Ballpark?
I don't. I've got to track it down because people would kill me otherwise.
That's funny. But, so here, I'm gonna throw a curveball at you because this is something we thought of in the panel that we hosted here about an hour ago, and it's a great question, and I'm going to add this now to all my panelists tomorrow, certainly with you. Prediction for 2016, what is your biggest prediction, or what do you think, you know, what's a prediction for 2016 and or 2017 that you want to put out there?
So I think 2016 and 2017 are going to be the years of big technology companies that are outside of healthcare pushing their way in.
Okay.
Bringing the kind of platforms, bringing their kind of expertise, saying, look, we know how to deal with consumers. We know how to deal with enterprise stuff.
Very good.
You know, 10 years ago, health IT was, you know, for sort of a cottage industry with very niche players.
Yep.
Now, you know, with the consolidation going on in the market, these are big enterprises. And you've got some very big players, and some of them are here right now, but you've got others who are making big plays in healthcare. And I think we're going to see those do that. Now, we've seen that in the past, right? We've seen some big technology companies come in and sort of kind of stub their toe in healthcare. But I think we're going to see a sort of resurgence of those big companies.
No, that's fantastic. Well, Harry, so in our closing, my closing question, and just for today, what are your goals for being here?
So, you know, number one, I want to see people. I mean, that's the best thing about HIMSS is it's a great opportunity to see people you haven't seen in a long time. Of course, you can't have any more than a 30-second conversation with anyone, but also to find out where people are, what they're doing.
Yep.
I think also just to get the vibe of the place. You know,
agree.
I think last year was a lot about analytics. Previous years, obviously, meaningful use was dominating it. You know, we're moving into more an era of you know, population health and interoperability is really sort of happening as
exactly.
opposed to being
actionable. Yeah,
as
yeah.
opposed
yeah.
to being a showcase,
that's
is actually
right.
happening.
Right, right.
I think the other thing that's always encouraging is when, as an industry matures, you have many more success stories, actual examples of stuff happening as opposed to pilots. You've got some real case studies that people are doing, and you see some real success. And I think that's, you know, you and I have been in this industry for ages.
Yes.
And it is really great to see the payoff that the investment that so many of these companies have made into improving healthcare and the lives of so many people.
No, that's fantastic. I think you're spot on. Dr. Greenspun, thank you very much for joining me on air. We'll hopefully have you back.
I would love it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, my friend. Appreciate it.